He was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world.
J.M. Coetzee, my countryman and South Africa's finest writer, wrote recently, "Art that is not great-souled, as the Russians would say, that lacks generosity, fails to celebrate life, this art lacks love." More and more I find myself agreeing that these are the essential qualities a novelist requires. And Charles Dickens celebrated life as no other writer has ever done.
That was Justin Cartwright, and the reader was Mark Meadows. The Writer's Dickens was produced in Bristol by Sarah Davis. And the essay is now available as a free download. You just go to the Radio 3 website and follow the link to the podcast page. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online, and it's 11 o'clock, so we continue our season of the music of the British Isles next, but in a slightly unusual direction, with this week's edition of World on 3. It's introduced by Mary-Anne Kennedy.
Well, as we celebrate the music of the British Isles throughout June on BBC Radio 3, we should remember, of course, that we have an embarrassment of riches in music and musicians who've based themselves here or who've been brought up in an arrival culture here in the UK. So, World on 3, with me, Mary-Ann Kennedy, starts tonight with the Gnawa music of sub-Saharan Africa, brought first to Morocco and now, with Simo Lagnawi, to London. Simo is one of just a handful of Gnawa musicians in the UK, and that opening track from his new album Gnawa London was produced by world music explorer Griselda Sanderson on her own Walk Records label. The music of the British Isles continues tonight with concert sets from the Shetland Folk Festival, from banjo maestro Leon Hunt and from the Scottish West Coast boy band Skerry Vore. But I'll carry on just now with a Tanzanian musician based these days in Finland. Arnold Chiwalala was originally a student of the great Tanzanian musician Hukwe Zawozi, but a tour to Scandinavia in the late 80s brought him to Finland and the Finnish Kantala, and this was ultimately to become his permanent base. This is Arnold with his band on a new album called Wito. It's released on Etusivo Music, and the track is Pambazuko, which means new awakening. a recent visitor to these shores with some very beautiful sounds there. Norwegian fiddler Gjermund Larsen has played with bands that we're familiar with, such as Frigg and Meyerstuen. But this is his own trio lineup from his third album, Rise. Before that was the Tanzanian-Finnish blend of Arnold Chiwalala from his album, Wito, and that also features in this month's Ifrit Sampler. You're listening to Mary Ann Kennedy and World on Three, and we have concert sets coming up from the Shetland Folk Festival, British Americana from Leon Hunt and Celtic Pop from Scary Vor, both from a fabulous concert that we recorded in Burravoe Hall on the island of Yell. Definitely worth sticking around for. I think the audience there would have lapped up the music of this next artist as well, Canadian mandolin player John Reichman. This is his first solo album in 13 years, and the guest list is testament to the man and his music. From relative youngsters such as Chris Teeley and Eli West to Bruce Molsky and banjo star Tony Trischka, who you can hear on this track. It's called Joe R's Dream. Joe being one of several pseudonyms that the granddaddy of bluegrass, Bill Monroe, used as a composer.
Comme d'une mort. la tranquillité, la connaissance, les justices, et puis l'amour, naturellement, je comprends tout ça, je vais vivre ma vie, jour par jour.
Another of the artists we had the pleasure of meeting in Shetland, Cedric Watson, a great champion of the Creole music of Louisiana, one of the essential ingredients in other genres such as Zydeco. That was the title track from his album Le Soleil est Levé, but you can also hear more from him in a few weeks' time when I'll be playing songs from his Shetland concert set. And it's to Shetland we head now, to the Burraville Public Hall on Shetland's second biggest island, Yell. When we arrived, we were warned that the audience would be as many as could possibly be squeezed into the wee hall, and definitely up for the party. And right on both counts, as the first band tonight could testify to, an English bluegrass powerhouse that proves that geography is no hindrance to musical genre. This is Leon Hunt and his N-Tet, with some Bill Monroe, of course, or should that be Joe R? I'm not quite sure. But first, a song by another of the kings of bluegrass, Jimmy Martin, whose voice, when it was blended along with that of Monroe's, came to be known as the High Lonesome Sound. Leon Hunt and his N-Tet, and Honey, You Don't Know My Mind.
Born a loser drifter, that's me. Heard the music of the rails, stepped in every old dirty jail. Baby, you don't know my mind today. Tough road, you see. When I find if I can win, I'll be checking out again. Baby, you don't know my mind.
joined now by one of the fathers of bluegrass, Bill Monroe, and he was a big fan of the horses. And this is about two of his favourite racehorses that he liked to bet on, called Molly and Tenbrooks. Well, run, oh Molly, run, oh Molly, run. Tenbrooks gonna beat you to the bright shining sun. Bright shining sun, oh Lord, bright shining sun. Tenbrooks was a big bay horse, well, shaggy mane. Ran all round Memphis and beat the Memphis train. Beat the Memphis train, oh Lord, beat the Memphis train. Train coming, it's coming round that curve. See old Molly running, she's straining every nerve. Straining every nerve, oh Lord, straining every nerve. Out in California, Molly ran as you please. Come back to old Kentucky, got beat with all these. Beat with all these, oh Lord, beat with all these. Molly's been ten brooks, clear out of sight. Clear out of sight, oh Lord, clear out of sight. Copper, 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 mild tongue. Give old ten brooks bridle and let old ten brooks run. Let old ten brooks run, oh Lord, let old ten brooks run. Children are all kind. Men folks hollering, oh, Tim Brooks is flying. Oh, Tim Brooks is flying, oh Lord, oh, Tim Brooks is flying. Tim Brooks in the stable, Molly in the stall. Tim Brooks kick the plank off, kick Molly through that wall. Molly through the wall, oh Lord, Molly through that wall. Now let old Tim Brooks run, oh Lord, let old Tim Brooks run. And thanks a lot. We've got time for just one quick one. Just from us, Joe, Jason, Ben, Leon, with Leon Hunt and Tet. And thanks for being such a great audience this evening. This is Little Maggie.
Over yonder stands Little Maggie. Well, with a dram glass in her hand. She is drinking away her troubles, 'cause she's caught in another man. Last time I saw the sea, with a 44 around her and a banjo on her knee. Pretty flowers were made for blooming, pretty stars were made to shine. Women were made for loving, and Little Maggie was made for mine.
that you can. I'll find me another woman. You can find you another man.
Leon Hunt and his entet with Little Maggie. And that gig carried on the car deck of the ferry back to the Shetland mainland with Scary Vore, who we'll be hearing a little later on, and on into the festival club back in Lerwick, where they hooked up with the other bands for a full-scale session at the Islesborough Centre. And that is one of the characteristics of the Shetland Festival, the very late-night sessions that carry on pretty much through until breakfast. And it's how bands like this next one came into being. Shetland's official party band, or Spree as they say themselves. The Fools Cayley Spellman Slag launched their second album at the festival. It's called The 500 Sessions, not for the number of sessions they've played, but for the amount of displacement activity during recording with the card game 500. But they still managed a pretty good job with the playing.
Thank you.
First, we had Fullscaly Spellman's Lag from Shetland with a set that began with a tune written by Highland fiddler Mike Vass called The Cavers of Kirkcudbry. And that was followed by Mike himself with his twin sister Ali on piano and a gorgeously festive tune by Breton guitarist Gilles Lebigo, Boule et Guirlande. Mike is well known on the Scottish scene as a member of the Paul McKenna Band and Malinky, but there really is something special about the siblings playing together. I wish they would do a lot more of it. Heading south then to Argentina and a release of digitally remastered early recordings of the voice of the voiceless ones, Mercedes Sosa. These recordings date back to around 1960, her first album, La Voz de la Zafra, before she came to prominence as part of the Nuevo Canción protest song movement. But you can hear already that she was going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Buscando del vientre del río, en las manos bronce y coraje como un desafío, y en los ojos una esperanza como el canto mío. Por el Paraná, jangadero va, madera y canción hacia el confín del litoral. La marea prende en los juncos un grito de espuma, cuando el río brama violento como un viejo puma, y es el jangadero una sombra perdido en la bruma. Por el Paraná, jangadero va, madera y canción hacia el confín del litoral. Jangadero, jangadero, por el Paraná, jangadero va, madera y canción hacia el confín del litoral. En los troncos gime boyando una vieja pena, que en el jangadero se enrosca como una culebra, y florecen manos que ruegan allá en las arenas. Por el Paraná, jangadero va.
¡Oye, qué gana de gazpacho!
Oye, verdad, chacha, qué ganas, ¿eh?
Para hacer un buen gazpacho,
para hacer un buen gazpacho,
para hacer un buen gazpacho, mucho ajo, mucho ajo. Machaca,
chacho, cacho, gazpacho, no vamos a temblar. Arrímate, muchacho, que te va a enterar. Chacho, cacho, gazpacho, no vamos a temblar. Arrímate, muchacho, que te va a enterar.
Ajo, 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 ajo.
Para picar los tomates
y los echas en la cuenca, con la masa bien cogida, le da vuelta, le da vuelta.
Chacho, cacho, gazpacho, no vamos a temblar. Arrímate, muchacho, que te va a enterar. Chacho, cacho, gazpacho, no vamos a temblar. Arrímate, muchacho, que te va a enterar.
Pues Manolo, qué reconocimiento. ¿A quién no le va a gustar?
That Latin sequence started out with Mercedes Sosa from her earliest recordings, now re-released on CD on the Milan label, followed by another track from ARC's Ultimate Guide to Spanish Folk, this time from Western Spain and a singer called Manu Sequeira, giving us an excellent recipe for gazpacho. And finally, the Galician band Radio Cos, one of whom is Giorgio Fernandez, and it was a track of his I played from the Ultimate Guide last week. But Ven Bailar Carmiña, Come and Dance Carmiña, comes from Radio Cos's own album on the Fall Musica label. This is Mary Ann Kennedy and World on 3, and as part of BBC Radio 3's celebration of music of the British Isles this month, we have concert highlights from the Shetland Folk Festival, Skerry Vohr, coming up in a little while, but also some great album releases around as well, including this one from Lady Masary, a collection of songs from a woman's perspective of gender power struggles, including the child ballad that gives the trio their name. This, though, is a song they learnt from the singing of another powerful female trio, the Irish-American Roaches, Terry, Susie and Maggie, the factory girl who turns her back on the riches offered her by a wealthy suitor in favour of retaining her independence and identity.
was walking one fine summer's morning. The birds in the branches so sweetly did sing. The lads and the lasses together were sporting, going down to the factory their work to begin. He spied one amongst them more fairer than any, her lips like red roses that none could excel, her skin like the gold in my pockets and silver.
man's a Cornishman, he lives in Camborne town. I met him going up the hill as I was coming down. His eye is bright as Dunkirk tin, his body is shiny clay. His hair as dark as Warrington Wood upon St. Thomas Day. My young man's a Cornish man. My young man's a Cornish man. He plays a rugby football game on a Saturday afternoon, and we shall walk on Willsey down under the bouncing moon. My young man's a Cornish man, won't leave me in the lurch, and one day we shall marry, be all up to Truro Church. He's bought me a ring of Cornish gold, a belt of copper made, and bobbing fair for my wedding dress, a purse of silver bay. My young man's a Cornish man. My young man's a Cornish man. Him scalded cream and starry gazy pie, and make him a saffron cake for tea and a pasty by and by. For my young man's a Cornish man, and a proper young man is he, and a Cornish man with a Cornish maid is how it belongs to be. My young man's a Cornish man. My young man's a Cornish man. My young man's a Cornish man. Oh, singing, my young man's a Cornish man.
Wow, that track does for the Isle of Man, I think, what Da Day Dawn does for Shetland. Éadaí na Gréine, a long, slow and very beautiful rising of the sun, based on a song by Manx writer Bob Carswell, and played there as the closing track on the debut album by Barul, Jamie Smith of Mabon fame, Adam Rhodes and Tomás Callister. And Barul will be amongst the bands joining us on the Radio 3 stage at WOMAD next month. Very glad to be saying that, having listened to that. And heading for all corners of the British Isles, we had before them Jim Cosley celebrating the poetry of his distant Cornish cousin, Charles Cosley, a favourite writer of poet laureate Ted Hughes. And first up, Lady Maisery with the traditional song The Factory Girl. And we'll go all out on British Islands next with a concert set from Shetland and a band who hail from the tiny island of Tyree on the west coast of Scotland and who take their name from the Stevenson family's greatest lighthouse, Skerryvore. And introducing them on stage was Shetland Folk Festival director Davy Henderson, having completed first one of the traditional elements of any good island gig.
Okay, thank you very much for supporting us with the raffle. And I want to say a special thanks to the Borrowmore Hall. They've been absolutely fantastic for us, organising food, bar, everything, you know. It's just been amazing. It was 3 years ago we had a major problem with the ferry ramp. And I would say about 60% of the audience had to leave before we introduced the last band. You'll be glad to Cain, it's not going to happen tonight. We're going to be here till at least forever. Please welcome the fantastic, from Scotland, Skerryvore.
Thank you very much indeed.
Here hangs an open landscape. From a harsh and barren wasteland, through the grave to the promised fields, and Jim Bates clan great, and Jim Bates nation. We'll be right back. Mountains on the plains. But where the green I can't disturb.
Thank you very much indeed. I think we've got time to squeeze in one more set, but before we do that, I think we should have a massive thanks to all the other bands you've heard this evening as well. Absolutely outstanding musicians. And of course, a massive thanks to all the volunteers and staff of the Folk Festival. It's quite an incredible thing to see staying in other people's houses and folk looking after you so well and being so friendly all weekend. So thank you very much to them also. We'll leave you one more set. This is a Rock Revival, Reel and Path to Home. You've been sitting so long all evening, you're in danger of getting piles, so I think you should all stand up and do a bit of dancing for this last one. Here we go! We'll be right back. think we've time for one more, yes? Thank you very much from all the guys in Scary Water. This is past the hole.
On bass guitar, Colin Cockle! Okay, slow down, slow down, slow down. Sharply. Sorry, Eric. Okay. Absolutely fantastic night. Thank you for being such a brilliant audience. Absolutely fantastic. It's the usual Yell contingent. Okay, do you want one more short one before we get to Ferry? Okay, you've been such a good audience. Scary Moore. Thank you.
Skerryvore in great form with a standing ovation from the Burraville Hall audience in Shetland. More from the festival still to come. We'll have the Cape Breton band Coic in session here on World One 3 in a couple of weeks' time. And there's still a couple of days left to listen to the World Roots special from the festival on the BBC iPlayer. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy here on World on 3. And looking ahead to next week with Lopa Kotari, the session comes from Goran Bregovic, so it's a good excuse to give this track another airing. A reworking of a song from Bregovic's 70s past, Chiribiri Bella. What will we do if the war comes? Close the door, shut the curtains and kiss.
Shots.
Omer zwei, was machen wir? Zauer erst,
Türe zu,
oder na,
Feuchter zu,
oder no,
Zimmer zu,
oder
Still in the British Isles, honest, that was London-based Los Desterados, the Exiles, with their Balkan, North African-flavoured twist to the music of the Sephardic Jews. It comes from their new album, Dos Amantes, and it's a Songlines Top of the World selection for this month, and they're in session on World Roots tomorrow with Lucy Duran, so it looks like we're all agreed we like them. Music from the Taklamakan Desert in northwest China next, from another group of exiles based in Germany. Kettig have taken a pretty rocky approach to the traditional material, and there's even a little bit of China grass in there, a la their compatriot Mamur.
Ooh. çayları kaynak dursaydı. Sana verim bulsaydı, çayları kaynak dursaydı. Verçeni çayını içtiyce yallah oynak dursaydı. Verçeni çayını içtiyce yallah oynak dursaydı. Sazimen çölde uçkan kazimen, sana verdim sazimen çölde uçkan kazimen. Düşmen bilen cenkleyelim bölgenim gerazimen. Düşmen bilen cenkleyelim bölgenim gerazimen.
Ötermu, ey insan gül, iç çalmaydı zıvan gülde.
Two faces of the music of the Uyghurs. First was the German-based rock band Ketik, and that was followed by a family band, Sanubar, singing songs from their native Ili Valley, sometimes called wolf songs because of the shapes of the melodies. That was a classic love song with images such as the singing nightingale and passion boiling like a cooking pot. Well, that's it for tonight. Lopa is back next week, and I'll be here again in 2 weeks' time with a session from the Cape Breton band Coic. Thanks to Andrew Smiley in the studio and to producer Roger Short. And I'll leave you tonight with the passion still burning and a song from Palestinian singer Rim Banna. Supply me with an excess of love, and when I ask to see behind the veil, please don't deny me. Good night.
زدني بفرط الحب فيك تحيرا وارحم حشا بلظى هواك تسعرا وإذا سألتك أن أراك حقيقة فاسمح ولا تجعل جوابي لن ترى إن الغرام هو الحياة فمت به صبا فحقك أن تموت وتعذرا قل للذين تقدموا قبلي ومن بعدي ومن أضحى لأشجاني الذين تقدموا قبلي ومن بعدي ومن أضحى لأشجاني لقد خلوت مع الحبيب وبيننا سر أرق من النسيم إذا سرى فأدر لحاظك في محاسن وجهه تلقى جميع الحسن فيه مصورا
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Beethoven and Rachmaninoff for this first hour and a half tonight. It's a recital the American pianist Nicholas Angelich gave in Lisbon in December 2011. The Rachmaninoff is one of his challenges to both imagination and technique, the Opus 39 Etude Tableau. Before it, Angelich in Beethoven's last piano sonata. And he opens with the fifth of them. It's from 1797 and in C minor, nearly always a promise of drama where Beethoven's concerned. As so often, the slow movement diverges into one of the softer and gentler of the neighbouring key areas, A flat major. But the order of the day in the outer movements is nervous energy.